And you hate kids. No, it's cool.
I love
kids. They're little shits. It's
I love my kids.
Fine.
Welcome to the podcast that is guaranteed to improve not only your photography, but your mind, body, and spirit as well. Full of interviews with the top image makers in the industry. We talk photography, drink whiskey, and fill up the bathtub with High Life and PBR. So grab a juice box, a handful of unsalted almonds, and get ready for the show.
In this episode, we are sitting down for episode 2 with our new friend, Deanna Robles.
Hello.
Do you consider yourself a newborn or maternity photographer?
Definitely maternity.
Maternity, not newborn.
Yeah. I do newborn, but I definitely focus more on maternity for sure.
What did you start with?
Newborn.
Newborn.
Yeah.
So why maternity and not newborn?
Okay. Well, I'm a mother, so I love newborns also. It's just maternity has my heart because when I got pregnant for the first time with my son, he... Well, I gained 65 pounds with him, so it was really difficult for me to see, like, the beauty and the journey, you know, while being pregnant. You know, I had a low self-esteem. I just did not view myself as beautiful. I hated what I saw in the mirror, and I don't want women to feel like that, so...
And you hate kids. No, it's cool.
I love kids.
They're little shits. It's
I love my kids.
Fine. No, they're all pretty bad. David's new.
Mine are awesome.
Yeah.
We're also here with David.
Yeah.
I forgot about Dave for a minute.
Hi, David.
I'm on video, so it's cool.
So we are doing, well, we haven't mentioned it. So if you're listening to this right now, there should be a 360 video that you can watch. Tune in. I don't know how it's going
to
go.
I'm excited to see how it plays out.
We were messing with it last night, so we just rented this. Have you ever messed with a 360?
I have not.
Camera? This is our first time, so we're getting our...
I think it's cool.
We have the Death Star sitting across from
it. It does look like a Death Star. Yeah. It's looking at you. It's got scary. Ears. It's definitely. Scary a little
it
bit.
It is a little bit scary. Or scary. A droid from some kind of crazy Star Wars episode.
So what I want to do with these, Deanna, is put them in the middle of a photo shoot, and I think it would be really cool just to kind of see like photographers work and like kind of feel like you're there, but you know, being able to look around. Have you messed with the metaverse?
I have one. Yes, I do have one.
How often do you use it?
I don't know. I don't use it often, actually.
Yeah, I got mine like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. I used it once and then like haven't used it since we got that. And I was like, well, where'd that thing go?
Yeah, I was using it for like some workouts and stuff. I did it for like, I don't know, maybe a month. And then I got tired of it.
Do you think it's going to take off? I don't know if it's going to take off.
No, I don't think so.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, it has. Like,
well, Facebook is putting so much money into it.
They have the Oculus Pro now.
What's that?
I don't know what it does different, but it's black and it's like the Oculus Pro. I don't know what it does differently, but there you go.
It's probably more megabytes.
Maybe.
It's a couple more megabytes and that's it.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the reason it's not taking off en masse, though, is there's nobody putting any real quality products behind it. So the games are... They're semi-entertaining, but they're not, like, in-depth games. It's the same thing as, like, Apple Arcade, right? Like, Apple launched Apple Arcade, and the games are, like, stuff I played in the 80s right. with better graphics. They're not very intense.
Right.
And so, like, if nobody puts anything out for the Oculus, then nobody's going to be drawn to it. And then, of course, you can make the argument that, you know... I don't know, which do you put first, the cart or the horse, right? Like, you know,
neither.
Do we have to have the thing or do we build the thing so that people will be interested in putting stuff on it? I mean, in the time that I've messed around in the VR world, it is pretty incredible.
How much time has it been, Dave?
I had, like, the time I stood in your office and, like, with a
10
face.
Minutes.
No, as long as
it's 10 minutes into this. Yeah. The next
but, I mean, like, some of the environments they had, I could see why it would be spectacular. I can imagine in photography education, I mean... No matter how many tutorials you watch, it is really hard to put yourself in the middle of the photo shoot and get an understanding of the depth of, like, how far is this modifier from the model? Right. Now, if you did that, right, like, if we took this and put it in the middle of a photo shoot, you put on these goggles, then you could actually walk around the environment while somebody's telling you about it. and feel like you're actually in the workshop or in that space. Like, to me, that's super exciting. I just don't know how realistic it is yet. But, I mean, we don't know until we try, right?
I can't wait to see. Can't wait to see.
Well, I don't think we're going to be there yet.
No. No, but I'm saying, like, that would be cool. Here, right. Like, I was talking to my wife about this, like, you know, consuming podcasts I typically do when I'm driving or I'm doing something else. So, like, putting on VR goggles while I'm driving is probably a mistake. But it would be cool to see people that I admire, like, feel like I'm sitting at the table with right. them and enjoying a conversation. That would be cool. I don't know.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out real fast.
I have zero views.
Yeah.
YouTube is going to charge us for putting this out. That's how it's going to go. We're going to get negative money on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, so let's back to the guest, David. Jeez, right. Taking up all the time with the VR. Let's talk about how you got into photography and kind of give us this background on your maternity photographer. Where are you based? Kind of like mm-hmm. what's your world like?
Sure. So I started my business mainly because we were struggling financially, like heavily. My husband was serving in the Marine Corps. And back in 2013, I feel like we hit rock bottom. Like, it was terrible. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had just had my son. And we didn't even have money to put food on the table, honestly. And we would, you know, we maxed out all of our credit cards. We would reach out to our families for help. And, you know, we didn't want to put our family burden on them either. So we're like, we'll take whatever help we can get. But we stopped asking for funds from our families, and we started like pawning our jewelry. I'm telling you, it was terrible. So my husband's like, we got to figure out a way to generate some sort of income. Like, I know you just had a baby, so I know you want to be home. He's like, you've always loved photography. Why don't you just give that a try? So he went to the store it's the only store that would give him a credit card because our credit scores were terrible. And it was the store on base. And he got a credit card. He bought me my first camera and a computer, maxed out that credit card. And
it's easy to do with camera gear.
Right, yeah, exactly. And then for that Christmas, my family bought me, like, the cheapest light setup from Amazon, like, you know, those umbrellas.
Oh, yeah.
LED lights or whatever.
We've all had that kit.
Yeah, so that's pretty much where it started. I would started just, like, practicing on my son and then doing, like, some of his family, his friends at work and stuff, and their pregnancy pictures, like, outside and all. I did some events. I did one wedding, and I was like, never again will I do a wedding. So just, like, you know, dipping my hands in a little bit of, you know, all these different genres of photography until I found out what I loved most, and that was maternity for sure.
What was the first maternity shoot?
That was my husband's friend, fellow Marine, and I went to their house on base, and I kind of just did, like, some lifestyle maternity photos in their bedroom, and I fell in love. I loved it.
What did you love about that first shoot? Did it turn out good, or was it a complete disaster?
It actually was pretty decent. It wasn't right. terrible. It wasn't terrible. But
natural light?
Yes, natural light. Like I said, I loved being pregnant, but I hated what I saw in the mirror, like just having that low self-esteem. And when I would photograph women and I would show them their photos, they were like, wow, I like the way you see me is beautiful. And I like seeing myself through your eyes, you know? So I feel like that just gave me so much, I don't know, motivation and more passion. It just like fueled that passion. I want many women, all women that are pregnant, to feel that. So
your photos are amazing.
Thank you.
I wouldn't look that way. Is it possible? What could you do on a number like
that? I mean, anything's possible nowadays. Come on.
I don't look like that.
Look you up. To get you one of the way out while we're here. I'm pretty sure this is Vegas. We could probably go find one of those like pregnancy bellies. We could strap it.
I don't think I need
you.
One. I think I got a regular belly that looks like a
find a bear skin rug because you know that's a reoccurring theme around here.
Yeah, don't get me this excited, David. Unless you're gonna go get a bear skin rug.
Did you bring your camera?
I did.
There we go.
I did.
All right, so it sounds like you need to whip up a bear skin rug.
I'll have Ashley ship the one from our house.
You have wait, you have one?
Oh yes.
Where? How do you have a real bear skin rug?
Absolutely.
Where did this bear come from?
So
did you hit it with a car?
No, my wife.
Did you hunt this bear?
Hunted a bear, not
your
I.
Your wife hunted
my
a bear.
My wife hunted a bear. Yeah, wow. I'll show you the pictures later. So
that's insane.
Yeah. So I guess when my wife was in college, she went bear hunting. It's been living at a relative's house. Well, not living. It's been taxidermied in a relative's house for a while. And then randomly her dad just like, we got this box from her dad. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what it is. I open it up and I'm like, there's a bear head inside of a box. Like, what's in the box? Like, you know, a moment. Wow. I open it up, yeah, and then I pull the whole thing out. It's a full scale. I'm pretty sure I sent you an image of it. I had to.
I don't think so.
I know I did. Because you were the first person I thought of on the day that I got that.
I probably know I blacked it out in photo. Pure jealousy. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I laid on it so I could send you said image.
Were you mostly dressed? I was definitely
not naked. I was totally dressed. I don't love you that much.
Well,
I got to see this.
Yeah.
I got to see this photo.
All right. It's a full get it overnighted up here.
All right.
It's got 4 days.
Yeah. And now we got to find a pregnancy belly. And you're
going for a photo shoot. I don't need one. I got one already.
You can model for my class tomorrow.
All right.
WP. Can you imagine at a WPPI? and our model today.
I haven't been outside in 4 years. I double as a reflector card.
This is the point where the podcast died.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just imagining a guy walking into a maternity class. Just this guy. Let's do this.
I'm an equal opportunity model.
It's got to be done. I really would pay good money to have this be done.
Yep. I'm in.
Let's do it.
We have those robes in there, like walking with a like.
Wait, we got wardrobe. See the robe.
Like a model coming into like the nude drawing classes, right? You come in a robe.
Do you think we could make underwear out of them? Can we modify this rug into like underwear with pockets?
I don't know. So far gone.
We got some sheer fabric. We can just
there we go. Oh, you did the sheer.
Yes. Yeah. See.
Anyway, all right, we're on your journey.
So there's dude war, right? We have dude war. What's dude maternity called?
Why can't it be Dudoir?
No, because that's Dudoir. Like Dudoir, that's boudoir. This is maternity, totally different.
Dudernity?
Dudernity. A Dudernity shoot. All right.
That's funny.
I'm in. All right, so we're back to your first shoot. You like it. Yeah, it's natural light.
That was decent.
When does all the money start coming in and start raining down buckets of dollars?
Well, we were stationed in North Carolina. And so when I moved back up to New Jersey, I started actually doing IPS, in-person sales. And I didn't make a lot of money my first year in New Jersey. It was a complete flop.
Well, it's New Jersey. Let's come on.
Yeah, I mean. So, that was rough. But my second year is where things kind of took off. I was doing in-studio maternity. I stopped offering outdoor photography, and I was just focused on like in studio shoots. So I feel like just it was a bit it, no one really not no one but there weren't as many photographers doing like this style of maternity photography at the time, so I was getting a lot of clients, and because I still was doing in-person sales, I was making a pretty decent money. But I switched.
Don't do it anymore?
No.
Why?
Because,
tell us about this.
Well,
what's the sales process like?
Now or before? Yeah,
or both.
Okay, well.
What is, break down in-person sales.
Okay, I love people, but I didn't want to meet with them so much. And I felt like I was meeting with my clients like over and over and over again. Like I was doing an in-person consultation, like pre-session consultation. Then I'd do their photo shoot. Then they'd come back for an ordering session. And then I'd have to like meet with them for, you know, the drop-offs and all. So it was meeting too many times, and I didn't like that. I didn't enjoy that process. And then also, I'm very awkward when it comes to like sales and like being in person and, you know, getting their card and like swiping. And I just didn't like that process. So I stopped doing that. And now I'm a little bit more like not all inclusive. I feel like I'm a hybrid of, you know, all inclusive, but also IPS. So like we do upsell, like I still offer products and all that, but I have like packages now where I'll know ahead of time how much I'm making and not like hoping, like crossing my fingers that they would spend a good amount of money. You know what I mean? Now I know how much I'm making going into the session, and they pay that balance before they even come and see me. So there's no like payments the day of or anything. It's not awkward.
We just met this other photographer, John, that I'm sure you'd love, who hates people and uses his website to automate everything so he doesn't talk to anyone ever. And his website, he trained, I'm pretty sure using AI,
yeah,
to take payments. So he doesn't even show up.
Right, right.
Unless it's to push the button.
Right.
I think he was there for like 10 minutes and that was it. And he uses the website.
I'm not even sure he was here for the podcast. Yeah. I think it was AI too.
We'll introduce you. You'd love him. So you and John sitting right behind you right now.
Yeah.
which you can see if you're watching on 360. Though, yeah. So you guys met 3 years ago at WPPI.
Yep.
What has it been like since then?
Do you want to know how I met him?
How?
All right. Well, he was coming down the hallway. And
is he
I
running,
was
jogging,
no, he
walking.
Was walking. He walks very fast. If you've walked with John, you know how fast he walks. His long legs.
Tall guy.
So right. So he's walking down the hall, and I was with my husband, and I was totally fangirling, like, "Oh my gosh, it's the John Grass! I can't believe it's him!" And my husband's like, "Well, just go say hi." And I'm like, "Are you kidding me? No, I can't." So as we were literally crossing, my husband like shoves me right in front of John, and solid. I like. Trip.
Sounds
and
like I'm a Marine.
So I like stumbled in front of him, and then I'm like, you know, "Hi, John. You know, like, you don't know me, but I obviously know you." And
that's
so
weird. That's the same way I met John. Yeah. That's not at all.
No. I mean, and the rest has been history. Like, he's so great. He's been such a great friend, and I love him.
He's like a really kind human being.
He really, really is.
He really is. I'm not just saying that because he's in the room, too. He's like a really good guy. He's fun to talk politics, too. He's one of the two people I will usually talk politics with. Even though he hasn't called me in a while to talk politics.
Who's the other one?
Chris. Me and Chris talk regularly politics, so that's weird.
Good thing this is a anti-politics podcast.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Good thing. All right, so the last the last 3 years, how has it been through COVID? You know, you were having success before then COVID hits. What was COVID like for you? What did it do to your business?
So, actually 2020 and 2021, we actually increased sales, like sessions and stuff. Like, so I saw an increase.
Well,
right answer.
So it was tough in that I had to schedule a lot of sessions that, you know, like we don't have that much time to, you know, we have a time frame that we can do these maternity sessions. And if we wait too long, they don't get their, you know,
yeah,
sessions.
Everyone was making babies.
So,
there was nothing else to do.
Exactly.
So 9 months into COVID, you're booming. I can see that. That makes sense.
You know, so there were some sessions that we had to reschedule, but thankfully we were able to, you know, squeeze them in and get them done. But, like, I saw an increase in sales for both 2020 and 2021. So I don't feel like it hit me that hard financially. But it was rough in different ways, obviously.
Yeah, emotionally it sucked.
Yeah.
Being away from David that long was super hard.
It was horrible.
Worst time ever.
What about 2022? Did you go to WPPI last year?
I did.
How was it?
It was great.
It was great.
I think it went pretty well. It was better than the year before. It was Ghost Town the year before.
Was it?
That was the first one coming.
I think last year was the first year that they did it, right?
They did one in August. Do you remember?
Oh, they did the little tiny
one. The little tiny one.
Yeah, they did do a little tiny one before they tried to do the full scale one. I forgot even where it was, but it was not even at like a major hotel, I think.
Was it the MGM? There was the Luxor, which you were guaranteed to get pink eye at. There was one in between this one, right? Last year?
There was one last year. Yeah, that's
that was here.
That was the last
one.
Yeah,
yeah.
The one before that, that's what I'm saying.
It was at the MGM.
I think they did a little one. Yeah, like
it was a tiny one.
Yeah.
So
it was like super rules and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Back when they had the print competition,
and I think they capped how many people could come to.
Really?
I think they did. Yeah. I don't remember.
It felt like a ghost town.
It feels like such a long time ago.
I know. It does.
And yesterday at the same time.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, like, last year, I feel like it went good because compared to the year before that, like, that was pretty bad. So
did you ever do the print competition? Are you a printer?
I am not. I haven't done the competition yet.
Well, you're not going to because they canceled it. They're bringing it back.
Oh, good.
They canceled it for this year? Or?
Well, permanently, and then it sounds like a few people are bringing it back by popular.
I think they're just like, yeah. I mean, I enjoyed sitting in on the judging. I thought that was a great experience. But,
to like hear the feedback and like what they're really looking for.
Yep. So, you know, John was a judge and I think he did a great job.
John's getting so much praise.
He's super judgy. Super judge.
So this is a real a real situation that's coming up for me. I'm gonna do my first maternity shoot here, not too far in the future, like April May timeframe. One of these two.
Are you gonna have another kid?
No, gosh, no. All right.
No.
So what are your thoughts on that?
No. That's what I'm kind of curious. Like, this girl I've known for years and years and years, and she asked me to do her maternity shoot. Mm-hmm. Not a maternity guy, but I was like, you know, I don't know. It would be weird, I think, as a guy to be like a full-time maternity shooter. But like when I see your work and I see a couple of other people that I follow, like what's her name? Lola
Milani.
Yeah. I love her maternity stuff. Like the few times that like Jay Mayhew's done some maternity stuff, I really like. I kind of like that like more editorial fashion side of it. I don't know. I do agree. I think that women are, it's such a short period of time a lot of times in their life. I think it's something that everybody should capture, just like any other experience that you have in your life. Right. So something I find really appealing about it, but man, I think it would be, I don't know if I actually would want to do it. I have to do it one time.
What are you going to do, David?
I'm going to do this maternity shoot.
Is it going to be long and flowy, or is there going to be bear rugs?
I mean, who knows? Maybe she'll be down for the bear rug. I'll bring it in. I don't know.
You're going to do in-person sales?
Like I sent her some people's work and was like, well, if I'm going to do this, like, here's some stuff that I would do. Like, I sent her Lola's work. I sent her another girl. I have to think about it. I don't like.
You didn't send her my work? Wow, David. I feel some type of
way. Yeah. Jeez, dude.
This was like the first Instagrams that I found.
I'm just joking.
Right. But no, I just sent her like those styles, you know, and was trying to be like, well, what, this is what I would be willing to do. Right. But like, now, advice, you do this for a living.
Yeah. Come to my class tomorrow. So I'm joking.
Oh, just joking. What time is your class?
It's at 12:30.
Okay.
Oh, he's got to work.
There goes that. I do have my pass over there to go to the floor and everything. But
so what's some good advice for people getting into
maternity? I'm more of like the less is more type of person. I'm not a big fan of like the big flowy gowns that are like, I'm telling you, they're like $500-$600. For me, it's like, it's pointless. I like to see, you know, the mom's body, her curves. Our bodies change so much during pregnancy. So, like, that's what I want to capture. And I love when women embrace their bodies, like, during this time. So I do a lot of, like, nudes or, like, an underwear, form-fitted dresses. We'll do, like, maybe jeans and a sports bra. Any way that we can, like, see the belly, like, anything form-fitting, that's what I love. I'm all about, like, soft and natural, like hands and facial expressions. You know, I use a fan all the time in my studio because I like to get the hair flowing and all.
Do you like to use one of the official like photography fans?
Yeah.
What are the official photography?
Like the big round black ones that are like the tubes. Yeah. I should use a leaf blower.
Leaf blower.
Huh? The leaf blowers are amazing. Just put a little pressure and then. You just have somebody.
Is this what you're gonna do in your session?
I don't know. I'm not gonna go buy a fan. I'm gonna use one time for this maternity session.
We'll rent one.
Oh, live in El Paso.
Look at you cutting corners.
Yeah. I have a leaf blower.
This is why men don't do.
I have a leaf blower.
Are there a lot of men that do maternity? Do you know?
I think I can think of zero.
Yeah, I don't know any. Honestly, I know a few that have talked about like wanting to. Like they'll message me like, "Hey, can guys come to your workshop or something?" And I say, yeah, but they never book, and I haven't seen
them. Coming for the wrong reason, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I think, like, even if your intentions are right, like, you know, definitely not trying to pick up on pregnant women. I have two of my own. I don't need any more, you know, I'm good. But, like, I think there is something magical and beautiful about a woman when she's pregnant, and it's going, like, I think of, you know, I guess it would be technically my second maternity shoot because when my wife was pregnant, she was just like, I'm going to stand here and you're going to take some photos of me while I'm pregnant. And that was it. Like, she wouldn't pose. She wouldn't do anything. So I guess technically I've shot somebody pregnant before. But I think, like, I look at, like, work like yours and I'm like, man, that would be amazing to have even of my wife. Like, you know, I mean, even I thought it was Sorry, honey. but those would be amazing to have of my wife, and just to look back on something I'm never going to see her mm-hmm. as, God willing, right. ever again. yeah. But I think it is beautiful, and I don't know. I don't know why a guy wouldn't try, other than the fact that I feel like a lot of maternity shooting people are naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah. I like how you say naked.
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 Naked. You got to say it like a redneck. They're naked.
How do you pronounce it?
Naked.
No, yeah. Naked. Yeah. Naked.
Naked.
What do you say?
Well, it depends if David's in the room. I would say naked, though.
Naked.
Yeah. Naked.
Well, 9 times out of 10, I'll say naked as well.
We have this joke with David that he's always one letter off uh-huh. in certain words. And sometimes he does it like because it's his accent. And other times it's just like, what word was that, David?
There's so much else going on in my head. I just can't always get all the letters.
He's thinking so fast that words yeah. are just being invented yeah. in real
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
It's great.
Wow.
And I'm podcasting for the next week, so that's bound awesome. To happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is your class like here at WPBI? Is it in a hotel room? Is it in like a conference room?
It's actually in the Grand Ballroom, BC.
The Grand Ballroom. You're going to have a ballroom dress on?
The big show.
No, I'm not.
No.
Gonna, but I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I saw where it was, and I'm like, kind of got a little nervous there.
Because it's like a stage?
Yeah. I'm going to do a demo, though. Like, right. I'll give a very short presentation, and then.
Do you have a pregnant woman coming to do the thing?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I'm definitely coming.
Are you telling me?
Apparently I'm not.
Tell me you don't need me. Yeah. You don't need me.
Yeah.
You could be the backup.
Backup. Okay, she goes into labor.
Right, exactly. She has 37 weeks, so.
Tell me in months. I can't do math that quick.
See, and I do it in weeks. It's like almost nine months.
All right. So she's 40, ready.
40 weeks.
So it could happen at any time.
So what are some safety precautions that you... I remember I learned this from Jay May, who was like, you never have them look up or down because they get dizzy really quickly. So what are some other like safety things that you mm-hmm. make sure to put in place in your sessions?
Well, the first thing is I usually have my moms come in between 28 and 34 weeks, preferably between 29 and 32. Just because like the further along they are, number one, it's a lot more uncomfortable, the bigger you are and swelling sets in and all that. So, definitely I prefer between 29 and 32 weeks.
Taking notes?
Yep. Definitely. Yep. Don't wait till week 37 or 38.
Like I'm doing tomorrow.
Exactly. Exactly. For me, I like when we have them close their eyes. I know they get dizzy. I used to get dizzy all the time too. So if they're closing their eyes, I actually have them wait until I'm ready to shoot. And then I'll say 1, 2, 3, have them close their eyes and then open them again right away. I know, like I said, I used to get dizzy all the time and I actually used to pass out during my pregnancy with my son. So,
oh, wow.
That was like very scary.
Like walking or like,
yeah, like,
oh man.
Yeah. If I like, but maybe like kneel down really quick and stood up too quickly, I'd pass out. If my shower was too hot, I'd pass out. Like it was terrible. Like a lot of things made me pass out. So yeah, if they're closing their eyes, like even if I'm posing them on the floor, I'll make sure like not to let them get up by themselves. I'm there to like help them stand up and then I'll hold them until like we're good. You know, a lot of people like so far, all the moms that I've worked with, they've been perfectly fine going from like the floor to standing up. But, you know, you never know. I'd rather play it safe. For me, the biggest thing is, like, not waiting too long. It was really difficult to find a model here, not being here. So that's why we settled for someone who's 37 weeks.
How did you find a model here?
I actually had to reach out to, like, local photographers here to connect me with, you know, some of their clients or whatever. So we were finally able to get one. And it's been, like, a few weeks that we've been looking. Even like one of the clothing companies that are sponsoring my class, they were looking for pregnant models and they couldn't find any. So they're actually going to have.
Nobody's pregnant in Vegas.
They're going to have a fake body. They're going to have mom who's coming in to model for this company is that she's going to wear a fake belly.
Oh, because and it's like the full on like poofy maternity dresses and everything.
Or? I don't know what they're going to put on her. They do sell some of those, but they do have some forfeiting dresses, too. So I'm not sure what they're going to put on her, but.
But she's going to be faking it.
But she's going to be faking it. Fake it till you make it.
Let's talk about marketing. Do you have a strategy?
I don't.
What? So how are you getting clients? Word of mouth?
No, honestly, Instagram, and I should, I hate saying this, but like I rely so much on Instagram and I know I shouldn't. But a lot of my clients find me on Instagram. A lot. I want to say like 95% of my clients.
Do you know how they're doing it? Like, are they searching for New Jersey maternity or?
I think it's my geotag, like New York or New York City maternity photographer. Cause I want to say like a huge percentage of my clients come from New York City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you like pretty close?
Yeah. Like my studio, I want to say is probably like 40 minutes from the city.
Okay.
Yeah. I live like 15, 20 minutes from the city, but my studio's in Franklin Lakes, so it's a little further out.
What's your studio like?
It's like a big garage. Like it used to be like this coffee bean factory in a garage, like a garage. Yeah. So it's 1500 square feet and I think my ceilings are like 15 feet.
Okay.
It's pretty decent.
So
not too bad.
What's in your studio? What do you rely on? Do you have a lot of backdrops? You have a lot of furniture? Are you obsessed with chairs?
I like I said before, like less is more for me. I honestly very rarely use any props or anything like that. I have a ton of different like seamless paper backdrops, and I have some canvas drops, but I primarily shoot on white paper. A lot of like what you see on my page is done on white paper.
Okay. Do you do any composites?
Composites? No, none. Not that much.
What's your lighting setup? Explain the. Do you have a go-to lighting for most of this?
I use primarily a 64-inch umbrella.
Okay. One light?
For the most part, right. Yes. I do use multiple lights if I'm working with, like, gels or if I'm backlighting or, you know.
When do you decide like if you're going to use gels or not? Before the shoot or during the shoot?
So during a pre-session consultation that I have on the phone with my clients.
Okay.
They'll let me know what their style is at that point. So if they're going for like colorful or anything, then I'll already know going in whether we're doing gels or not. But a lot of times if a mom comes in and she's, you know, gorgeous and maybe I want to try something new, I'll ask her like, hey, are you okay if I try something creative at the end of your shoot? And if she says, yeah, then I'll go for it. So
nice.
So I wait till I see her.
All right. So, a few weeks ago when we met at PPA, you had some big news. You had a big accomplishment. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
So what happened?
All right. So I was elected to the board of directors of PPA.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Has that officially started?
Yes.
When did it?
As
when
of was March your first 1st.
Day? All right. So you're brand new.
Brand new.
Brand new to the board. Yep. What's your first motion of business?
Get to the meeting.
So when,
in April. It's in April.
The PPA is really cool because isn't it like the oldest photography organization? It's like,
I think it's like 150 years or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Super old.
Yeah.
That's super old. Did we know dinosaurs existed back then? We didn't. Did we?
150 years ago?
No, we didn't. When did we find out about dinosaurs? Was it 150 years ago?
Pretty sure I knew about it.
You guys are older than dinosaurs. Think about it. Doesn't that blow your mind? So what is the purpose of the PPA? Because a lot of people coming up don't know about it.
Mm.
And I think it has a reputation of, it kind of used to be, I think, where a lot of people learned. And it was like an authority figure. And I think social media, I don't know, are memberships declining? Are they increasing? Because when I was there, I was actually surprised at how many people. It seemed way bigger than WPPI had ever been just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I think this year we had like 8,000 in attendance almost 10,000.
WPPI.
Yeah. 8,000 to 10,000, something
was
like that.
Blown away.
Yeah. It was pretty big. But I think I love the community that they've built. I love that, you know, it's definitely like about education and growing their skill sets and growing their businesses, and just really building that like community. I feel like they're very like business minded, like let's grow your business. Let's make sure you're establishing a business that you can actually like live off of and not kind of like a hobbyist or something you're just doing on the side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when did you initially join the PPA?
I joined like three years ago.
And was there like a person in particular that, you know, became your mentor? How did you get to the point where you're now running the joint?
Actually, I was nominated by the current president, Kira. So she nominated me. She said, hey, I think you'd be a great fit for the board of directors. Like, think about it. You don't have to submit an application, but just think about it. But I just wanted to let you know that I threw your name out there, like, nice. For her nomination. So I took a little bit, think about it, because I was just, like, unsure if I was, you know, that I was capable of doing something like this. So I decided on going ahead and, like, submitting the application. It was definitely quite the process, like the application, the interviews and all that. And then sitting in on the committee meeting that they had to like vote us in or not, like that was kind of nerve wracking, but I made it and I'm honored.
Tell me more about this application process. Are they like checking your lenses if they're dirty? No. Like, no, she's got dirty lenses. Get her out of here.
No, it was definitely, it was just like a lengthy like application. I had to submit like a resume, I had to submit a bio, headshot, a 7-minute video. It was, you know, a lot like that.
Do they care more about your work questions. Or do they care more about, like, your admin skills?
Not so much admin skills. I think it's just more of, like, your leadership capabilities, how you can lead, how you deal with, like, you know, conflict if there is, you know, thing, more like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on a board of directors before?
I have not.
Uh-huh. You're for a treat.
I'm excited.
So is it a year long?
It's a two-year commitment.
2 year. All right. Mm-hmm. So you got 2 years. What are the goals? Do you have any?
For me?
Yeah. Or just the board? Or do you know yet?
I don't know yet. All right. So we'll find out in April.
How many people are in the board?
There's 13.
13. All right. Lucky 13. Is there a big conference table you guys all get at and vote around?
Yeah. Right. That's pretty big.
Do they have like a headquarters or do you guys just like show up at a hotel in Atlanta? And get together?
Okay. They do have a headquarters. PPA has a headquarters in Atlanta. Yeah, so that's, we'll be in Atlanta in April for like our big meeting.
That's mm-hmm. Is that the other Imogene? It's twice a year, right?
No. We're just getting to, it's just a couple
Isn't
days.
Is there another like, PPA Imogene down in Atlanta?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Another Imogene? I don't know. I don't think so.
Just one? I might have.
There might be.
Are you? I was just asking you.
What's the one they do in St. Louis?
Shutterfest. Shitterfest.
Yeah. That's like, that's not associated with, that's like one dude that started that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's
he
like
wins his own contest.
At ClickCon in Chicago.
I don't know that one.
I never heard of that one either.
ClickCon.
Yeah.
Have you been to it?
Just once.
Just once. That's all it took.
Exactly.
They used to have the other one. What was the other one? Like a long, it used to be like After Dark or something like that. They used to have.
I think I know what you're talking about. But
that
not enough
dead,
to.
Gone.
And there so was like Photo Plus. Photo
Is that
Plus.
Coming back? They were going to do it in Brooklyn and someone didn't. I don't know. That was my favorite one.
PPE, yeah.
Because it was New York.
In New York.
That was New York, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're coming back. I don't know. I thought they weren't they coming back. They were supposed to be there last year or something.
They were
like
down
that
in Brooklyn, which
yeah, they killed that one because of COVID too. Yeah,
that was a bad idea. Can't take it away from the Javits. I don't care how small it gets. I don't know. Once it's in Brooklyn, I don't know. Like traveling to Brooklyn is expensive. It's time consuming. There's not as many places to stay there. I love Brooklyn. Don't get me wrong, but I want to stay in Manhattan when I'm there and not have to travel every day. I don't know. Just me. I'm an old cranky man. You know?
We know.
David, damn it. Why aren't you ordering the bear rug right now?
Call home.
Hey, Siri, order the bear rug.
Three things on my desk right now just lit up.
So what are you most looking forward to in the next 6 to 9 months? What's on your, are you just shooting a lot? Do you have personal projects?
I do have some like workshops coming up, so I'll be in Miami next month. This month actually, and then Atlanta and San Diego in April, and then Dubai in November.
What's in Dubai?
A workshop.
Workshop. How did that start? Someone they contact you to go over there?
No. So this one, because I wanted to visit Dubai, I reached out to someone asking if they think that there'd be interest in that area and if they'd be willing to host. And
you need any
they
assistance?
Said yes.
Dubai's amazing.
I've never been.
Time. Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. My husband went when he was deployed, and he loved it. So he's like, I want to go back for sure.
It's a great place to go.
Yeah, so we're bringing the kids with us.
We need to do. Are there any big photo conferences in Dubai? I feel like we need to go do a podcast there.
Not that I know of.
Actually, I probably would.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Dubai is like, I mean, there's so much stuff that happens in Dubai, so it wouldn't shock me if like somebody did a photo content or a photo conference. We just don't know about it because it hasn't gotten big enough yet. But somebody probably doesn't. And if somebody's listening right now, they're probably like, I live in Dubai. I got cash, so let's go, because everybody in Dubai has cash.
We'll do the podcast there.
You should host something. Do your own event.
I would love to. Too busy. I'll go. Can't host it.
Mm.
I'll crash it.
We'll see. David?
David?
I'll definitely go back to Dubai.
All right. I guess we're going to Dubai then.
Yeah.
Well,
I said I was done with the Middle East, but I guess one more time.
One more time.
So is this your first time teaching tomorrow, or you've obviously done workshops and stuff tomorrow? But this is your first time at WPPI as an educator?
No, this will be my third.
Your third time?
Third time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I missed everything.
Jeez. You know, we're rusty. It's been a few years since we did the podcast. We'll get back and do it quickly. Yeah.
Were you guys here last year, though?
No, we didn't come.
Oh, you didn't come. No. Yeah. I see.
We were still making sure it wasn't going to be a super spreader or anything. Last time got us a little shell shocked.
Yeah. Well.
But now we're back with.
But
vengeance.
Now you're back. Exactly.
Exactly. Ready to go.
Yes. We're back.
Yes. Right?
Well, I know that you guys have big plans tonight, and I think we're just about out of time. So, where can everyone go to look at your amazing work?
Thank you. Instagram for sure. It's at Love Print Photography, and I'm not so much on Facebook, but you can check out my.
Let's get out
my grandma.
It's
exactly.
Dumpster fire. Good Lord. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. It was really great to catch up, and hopefully we will have some fun this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, awesome. I will talk to you soon. David, hey, we got another podcast right now. So don't worry.
We're going to do another one.
Quit yawning.
Well, that's all for today's podcast. Join us next time for more interesting discussion about the wonderful world of photography and her dark, magical secrets. I'm fascinated with Instagram. It's such a simple construct. Just take a picture and post it on the internet. The other day, I took a picture of my neighbor's pet rabbit. He told me not to post it, but, you know, I did anyway. Wow.